Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Crow and Assiniboine singer-songwriter Carrie Morin's new album, Pocket of Time, captures memories and slices of everyday life on the Crow Reservation in Montana. The record taps into Morin's memories going back to his childhood. Like many of his songs, Morin says the lyrics started surfacing over long miles on the road while touring. Then he eventually managed to put them to music along the way.
My wife and I, Celeste, when we tour, we usually take both our dogs and we travel the U.S. in an RV. And I remember we left and we were heading east out of Colorado, and I had like a couple of ideas for songs as I was driving. So I asked her to jot some things down. And then somewhere along in that tour, we were in Alabama and the RV was parked in a pasture. I got out my camera and set it up behind the RV and sat and played that song as I was reading the lyrics that we had written. And it was first kind of a blues song. And when that tour ended and I got back and looked at that video, I recorded the song probably four times in different ways. I did it with more instrumentation. But then I went back to what ended up on the album. I just like the strings and the kind of the gentle feel of it.
Among the other 10 songs on the album is one called Jug in the Water that was featured on the TV series Dark Winds. Marin says seeing his music reach wider audiences through television is a thrill, and he hopes to be able to make more connections like that in the future. Another musician, Adam Sturgeon, is the founder of the Canadian indie rock band Status Non-Status. He is Anishinaabe. The band's latest album, Big Changes, expands on their lush rock production along with approachable pop-influenced melodies. Sturgeon says the band's song, Basket Weaving, explores his own reconnection with his ancestors' history. It's one of several of the album's songs that grow from Indigenous themes.
I made a song with one of my bandmates, Coco Colleen Collins, who is an Odawa poet. Odawa people are obviously relatives of Anishinaabe, Potawatomi people. And we were just exploring some different stories that we were learning about our ancestors and how they would wade out into the water to find the right type of branch to create the baskets that they would weave. And asking that question, like, how far have we come? How disconnected are we? What is it that we could be doing to re-examine and re-explore those ideas together? So it's really just like a piece of reconnected tissue for the two of us.
Sturgeon says the album title Big Changes refers to acknowledging the daily struggles and stresses from his immediate environment and how that translates into a shared search for hope by others facing the same situation. You can listen to the full hour interview with these Native musicians by going to NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.